"You took your time," she said. "Where are they? And where is 8? "There was a recent chronological sequence of event that included a violence," said Isaac. In one movement, he picked Hershogen bodily off his stool, slung him over his shoulder, and fled. He skidded through the airlock a moment before it hissed shut. Outside the ship, he stood the phonobe upright and pointed eastwards. "Run! There's a lake. I will join you shortly," he added. "At the moment, I perceive an imminent number of violences." 20 guard robots wheeled as one on Jones' amplified command and ran towards him. He stood his ground, which seemed to worry them. To the first who approached, he said, "Are you Class 3s, all of you?" The robot called 12 said, "Some of us are Class 2 robots, but most of us are Class 3 robots. I am a Class 3 robot myself." Isaac looked at the sky. He felt very happy. It was very wrong of him. "Correction," he said. "As of now, you are all recumbent waterfowl of the genus Skipidae." 12 paused.
"I am a Class 3 robot myself," he said uncertainly.
"Correction," said Isaac. "I repeat, you are all sitting ducks. Now I am going to count 3. He walked forward, and his atomic heart sang a lyrical hymn of superior intelligence. Dom dropped from the speeding yacht before it entered the visor range of the Drunk and spun giddily in its slipstream until the sandals steadied him. He drifted down to a few feet above the close-cropped plain and set off at a fast, skimming trot eastwards. He skated for 10 minutes over the sweet grass, which, apart from a variety of weeds, several lichens and some seaweeds, was the only vegetation on the planet. On Band, nature had stuck to a few tried and tested lines. Several times he passed flocks of puppies, large, ungainly creatures that from space appeared to drift like clouds over the continent. Here and there a larger one moped apart from the main herds, squatting on its bloated rump and staring at the sky with mournful eyes, with a skin the unhealthy pallor of a sun dog soon to undergo puberty. Usually they smelt fermenting sweetgrass. When Dom passed one, it gave a tired whine and staggered a few yards on its stumpy legs before taking up its yearning position once more. 82 Arundini rose quickly towards noon. The robot station was on the far side of the lake, probably because the lake was one of the few marker points on Band. Dom had decided to try there. Chaetogaster had to be somewhere. He paused for a sip of water and the cold, cooked leg of some flightless bird, courtesy of the auto-chef. The air was warm and spring-like. The eternal sound of chewing as the sun pups grazed their way relentlessly round the world made a pleasant background. The air in front of Dom crackled. A small metal sphere whirred to a halt and hung on its antigravs. It eyed Dom and extended a mouthpiece.
"I perceive you are an ambulatory intelligence type B," it said. "Crackdown in this area is forecast in 10 minutes. Don your protective clothing or seek chthonic safety."
It rose and hurtled northward, screaming, "Crackdown, crackdown, beware of the eggs." "Hoi," bellowed Dom. The sphere returned fast.
"Well,
I don't understand." The sphere considered this.
"I am a Class 1 mind," it said finally. "I will seek re-instruction."
It disappeared again. A distant cry of, "Beware of the eggs," marked its going. Dom watched it and shrugged. He looked around warily, drawing the memory sword from his belt. Most of the sun pups, in fact all except the sky watchers, were lying down and peacefully chewing. It looked idyllic. Half a world away, and above the glowing surf of the atmosphere, crackdown was beginning. The sun dogs were in orbit. They had laid their eggs. Now incubation began its final stage. The leading egg roared through the superheated air, the forward heat shell leaving a searing trail. Finally, it cracked at the pointed end and the first parachute burst open. Around the egg, the sky filled with other blossoming white membranes. The first egg for 10 years hit the ground 100 miles to the north of Dom. The overheated shell burst into 1,000 fragments that scythed the grass for yards around. The second landed to the west of the lake. The shell exploded violently and red-hot shards showered over a herd of puppies who, in response to an ancient instinct, were lying down safely with their padded forepaws over their heads. From behind one came a phonobic curse word. Chapter 8. Dom bounced across the grass. Shell was flying all around him.